I'm privileged to be speaking today with beloved Bible teacher Kay Arthur. Kay has authored over 100 books and Bible studies and is the co-founder of Precept Ministries International, which extends into nearly 150 countries with Bible study resources. She also hosts the Precepts for Life radio and television programs, which reach an estimated audience of 90 million viewers and listeners. Kay, I'm honored to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. It truly is a privilege to give an interview on this book.
Now, Kay, you have previously written books related to pain and disappointment, but how is When the Hurt Runs Deep different from your earlier works?
I would say that When the Hurt Runs Deep is the most comprehensive book that I've written on pain. It deals with this unspeakable, unrelenting pain that so many people are facing today. I don't think the hurt has ever run deeper. And I think that it's running so deep because the hearts of men and women are becoming so cold and so callous towards God. And I believe that because we don't know God the way we ought to, we don't know how to handle the pain. We don't have the answers to these critical life altering circumstances that we're going through, and we need to know what God has to say.
Now, what do you think is the most common misunderstanding people have about God as it relates to their personal pain?
I believe that people think if God is truly God, then couldn't he or wouldn't he have prevented this from happening? How can a God that is supposed to be a God of love, how can a God who was supposed to be omnipotent, all-powerful, how can a God who was supposed to be the one that created the universe and rules the universe, how could God be so cruel, so mean, so impotent that he would allow this to happen in my life? And that question, if it's not answered properly, leaves these people on their own to face their pain or to resolve their hurt. And they can't do it. They cannot figure a way to change or to alter what has happened to them. They can't erase the past. They can't resurrect the dead. They can't change the diagnosis. They can't convince their husband or their wife to return to them and to make the marriage work. And so if they can't do it, and then if they think God would allow something like this, and that's, out of the question in their mind regarding God, then what are they going to do? You know, how are they going to handle it? And what we don't understand is this, that pain is meant to bring us to our knees at the feet of God Almighty, so that he can reach down and draw us up, put us on his lap, so to speak, and wrap his everlasting arms around us, so that we, in all of our tears and all of our pain and all of our hurt, will finally, finally relax in his arms, lean on his all-sufficient chest, and hear his voice and know it's going to be all right. And it's going to be all right because I'm God. You just don't see the end of it all. But I'm God. And I see the beginning, and I see the middle, and I see the end. And I have allowed you to live. I have allowed you to survive. I have filtered this trial through my sovereign fingers of love, and I hold you in my eternal, omnipotent hands. You can make it. You can survive. In fact, you can do more than survive, because what seems so destructive to you, I'm going to make constructive. I'm going to use it to mold you and shape you into a man or woman of God, of purpose. And I'm going to take the pain and I'm going to use it in your life. And I'm going to use it in the lives of others to accomplish a divine purpose. And so many times in our pain, we don't know where to go. We open the Bible, we flip it open, we don't know where to turn to get our answers. And what this book, When the Hurt Runs Deep, is going to do is it's going to show you the answer, not from me, but the answer from God. And believe me, He does have answers because He is the omniscient, the all-knowing, all-wise God.
Okay, can you speak just briefly about how some of the truths in this book have impacted you on a personal level?
Let me just say this, that writing When the Hurt Runs Deep has truly been an experience that has caused me to love God even more. You know, you think, is that possible? But when you spend all that time and you shut yourself up to write a book like this, and you want to bring healing and hope for life's desperate, desperate moments, and you focus on God, and you again are reminded of this God that loves you so much. You know, what we forget is this, that if God has allowed pain in our lives, He's allowed it for a purpose. And it's a good purpose because He's a good God. We forget that the very essence of God's character is redemption. It's redemption and it's restoration and it's not condemnation. He is not a destroyer. Rather, He is a creator. He is a redeemer. He's a sustainer. And just in the pain that I've gone through in my son rejecting me and walking away and not wanting to have anything to do with me. And I look at it, and you know, a lot of that is because of my past. It's because of what I was before I came to know Jesus Christ. And yet, you know what? I can't change my past. I'm not God. I cannot erase it. And so even if the hurt is of your own making, and we deal with this in the book, there's always hope if you belong to the God of hope. Why? Because He takes the messes and He takes the traumas and He takes the failures and the rebellions of our life. And if we allow Him, if we believe Him, He turns it around. And in turning it around, He gives us hope. And not only that, but we know Him in a way we wouldn't have known Him before. You know, when we feel that we are wounded by what God has allowed to enter our lives, we must cling to what we know of Him. No hurt is so strong that it can separate you from His love. And I can tell you that. And I can tell you that from watching the lives of my friends and listening to others that have found their hope and their healing in God. But I can also tell you in my own life, when the trials came, one after another, never contemplated, never expected, all I can tell you is the hurt is not intended to drive you from God, but to God. You know, because God is all-knowing, He sees, He knows, and He understands the very source of our pain, even that which we can't see ourselves. And knowing the depths of our hurt, God, the sovereign God, knows exactly how to touch it and how to heal it. Because when you know when you know that God's name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals, then you have the answers for people when the hurt runs deep. You know, the exciting thing to me about this book is I'm praying that many, because of the way the book opens up, that they, even though they're resistant to God or angry with God, that when they pick up the book and they begin to read, that they will be drawn in. And as they're drawn in, they'll meet God who has healing and who is the God of hope for life's desperate moments when the hurt runs deep.
She's the author of When the Hurt Runs Deep. Kay, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, and it's been a privilege.